සභාව කල් තැබීමේ සභාව කල් තැබීමේ ගරු සභානායකතුමා
ගරු සභාපතිතුමනි මෙම සභාව 2025 ජනවාරි මාසේ 24 වෙනි සිකුරාදා පූර්ව භාග 9:30 දක්වා කල් තැබිය යුතුයි මම ආයෝජනා කරනවා
සභාව කල් තැබීමේ යෝජනාව ගරු රාව්පකිම් මන්ත්‍රීතුමා ඔබතුමාට මිනිත්තු 12ක කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා
ගරු මූලාසනාරූඪ මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි මම නැවත මතක් කරනවා ඇමතුමාගේ අන්තිම කතාවත් විනාඩි 19ක කාලයක් ඉක්මවා ගිහින් තියෙනවා. ඒ විනාඩි 19 නැත්නම් විනාඩි 20ක් අපිට එකතු කරන්න. ඒ තීරණය කරපු පරිදි. එහෙම ඉල්ලමින් ගරු මූලාසනාරූඪ මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි I rise to move this adjournment debate on a matter of urgent importance. The recent statement by the Honorable Minister of Public Security, Honorable Ananda Vijayapala, suggesting the deportation of Rohingya refugees who arrived in Mullathivu is a matter of deep concern. The Rohingya are 1 of the most persecuted minorities facing systemic violence and displacement in Myanmar. The principle of non-refoulement prohibits returning individuals to a country where they risk persecution or harm. Article 8 of the UN Declaration on the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance forbids deporting individuals to states where they face substantial risk. The UNHCR plays a vital role in protecting asylum seekers, even in countries like Sri Lanka, which are not signatories to the 1951 Refugee Convention. Sri Lanka must collaborate with UNHCR to ensure the safety and resettlement of these refugees. Deporting them to Myanmar would make Sri Lanka complicit in their persecution. Therefore, this House resolves that the government, first, halt plans to deport Rohingya refugees and uphold non-refoulement principle. 2, work with UNHCR to protect and provide for refugees. 3, arrange for their basic needs, including health care and shelter. 4, consult international partners for resettlement options. 5, adopt a humane approach to asylum seekers, reflecting compassion and protecting their human rights. That being the motion, Mr. Presiding Member, as widely reported by the media, these refugees and asylum seekers were found adrift on a fishing trawler in Sri Lankan waters and were rescued and brought to shore by the Sri Lanka Navy. Credit should be given to the naval forces who extended life-saving help to the Rohingya refugees and asylum seekers in their most desperate moment. It's commendable humanitarian gesture, especially compared to recent events involving hundreds of potential migrants and asylum seekers attempting to cross into Europe and other affluent countries during their perilous journeys by boat. Many died at sea or within territorial waters of the countries they sought to enter, often being chased off by naval forces and coast guards. Such is the habitual behavior of the civilized nations today, whereas our valiant Navy has done otherwise and have done the right thing. Let me therefore place on record my sincere appreciation along with that of my party for the tremendous rescue and relief mission undertaken by Sri Lanka Navy. This is not the first time. 3 previous occasions when Rohingya refugees were found adrift in our territorial waters in the high seas, our Navy intervened and brought them to safety and provided shelter and accommodation and then handed them over to the UNHCR for them to find suitable places for them to be sent as asylum seekers. The good story, however, ends there, Mr. Presiding Member. Now the Foreign Ministry Defense Ministry and the government leaders are entering the scene. Instead of taking the exemplary story of a successful rescue and relief mission to its logical conclusion by showing compassion and care to the Rohingya refugees, the Foreign Ministry, Defense Ministry and government leaders have rather turned this whole good deed on its head. We are aware that the Foreign Ministry has been foreign to many things that should have genuinely concerned the country, especially since the Gotabaya presidency. Strikingly, the ministry has now become not just foreign to, but far removed from reality and facts that the foreign service of any other country would be quick to grasp and innovatively and meaningfully address. The utterance of a single sentence by a foreign ministry spokesman undid the successful humanitarian mission of the Sri Lankan Navy, whereas it could have been creatively built upon to project the country as a responsible actor on the global stage. That was the image that any sensible foreign ministry would want to cultivate at a time when the country's human rights record remains under international scrutiny. What a no-brainer it is to say that the matter was under consideration and that Rohingya individuals would be deported to Myanmar. Just imagine deporting them to a country which the Rohingya refugees and asylum seekers have reportedly fled, seeking safety for their lives. Not even a modicum of understanding of what the customary international law principle of non-refoulement is about and how it works in practice. What international protection, or for that matter, temporary protection means in a situation like this. So such a horrendously ludicrous statement was made by the Foreign Ministry officials and repeated by Defense Ministry political leaders. And this is why, Mr. Speaker, we thought we'll move this motion. I know, may I say this in Sinhala, Mama, api danno, Andua Danata me Sampradayika Jatyantra Neetiya Tiyana Sankalpa Salakillata Aragena me Sangvedi Karanava Pilibandava Pituhal Kirima Vikalpayak Novaye Kiyala Tirnayak Arang Athi Kiyala Man Hitanawa. Amathuma Mokak Kiyada Danne Naha. Namuth Amathumange Sthavara Visheshayenma Meka Me Minis Javaran Karu Sambandhavu Wedapiliwalak Kiyala Kiyemin එතුමා කියපු ඒ කාරණාව උඩ ව්‍යංගයෙන් වක්‍රාකාරයෙන් ජනතාව කුපිත කිරීමේ වැඩපිළිවෙලක් ඇති වෙන තර්ජනයක් ඇති වෙලා තිබෙනවා. මේක ඉතාම අවදානම් සහිත තත්වයක්. ඒ පිළිබඳවයි අපි සාකච්ඡා කරන්නේ. විශේෂයෙන්ම සරණාගතයන් පිළිබඳව ජාත්‍යන්තර නීතියට අනුකූලව කාරණා දෙකක් තියෙනවා. හිංසන පීඩනවලට ලක්වීමේ අවදානමක් තියෙන යම් ජන කණ්ඩායමක් යම් පුද්ගලයෙක් විය යුතුයි. එම පුද්ගලයා හෝ ජන කණ්ඩායම තමන්ගේ පීඩනයට ලක්වන දේශ සීමාවෙන් පිට ගමන්ගෙන තිබේ නම් ඒ අවස්ථාවේදී සරණාගතයන් හැටියට රැකවරණ පැතුවේ නම් සාම්ප්‍රදායික ජාත්‍යන්තර නීතියේ සංකල්පයට අනුව ඕනෑම රටක් ඒ අයවලුන් සරණාගතයන් හැටියට පිළිගැනීමේ අවශ්‍යතාවයක් තිබෙනවා. ඒක පිළිගෙන අපේ රජය කටයුතු කරයි කියලා අපි මේ සංවේදී කාරණා උඩ බලාපොරොත්තු වෙනවා. එහෙම කියමින් මම තවත් කාරණා කීපයක් කිව යුතුයි. We have seen it all in the past too. When you don't have a clear communication strategy or the intellectual courage to explain or reason out, you create narratives for short-term purposes. Then the narratives you create go out of hand, and then another narrative is created to supplement or displace the original narrative. This goes on in circles, wasting your time and energy, and in the process, wasting as well as whatever political capital you have had, that could have put you in good stead if you had been a little more thoughtful in forthcoming in the first instance. It is this cascade of invented narratives, mutually contradictory and often counterproductive, that has dented Sri Lanka's image as a secure nation more than the induced spectacle of refugees and immigrants settling in Sri Lanka and capturing the island one day. This is the spectacle that had been created. This is the kind of image that was built. That must be a fairy tale. Yes, I am winding up. Inventing narratives to address specific situations is one thing, but attributing them directly to Sri Lanka's intelligence agencies and exposing the agencies by such attribution is quite another. Think about the credibility of such an agency internationally when the information attributed to it is found to be unsubstantiated, baseless by other agencies abroad. Why should one tend to compromise our own national security, however narrowly or broadly it is defined, by naming an intelligence agency in the manner it has been done? Honourable Speaker, all this led to international and domestic outcry entirely thanks to the Foreign Ministry and Defence Ministry. It was avoidable criticism, but these ministries, by their conduct, made what was avoidable come to an avalanche. The Foreign Ministry in particular could have helped avert this situation if it had given timely, sensible and diplomatically persuasive advice to the government. And the relevant line ministries and agencies should have taken note of that. Mr. Presiding Member, I am told Mr. Imran Maruf has declined to participate. Therefore, I'll take his time as well. 10 minutes. I may not take 10 minutes, but I'll wind up. They have come several times before too. How that situation was handled maturely and diligently amidst initial negative reactions, with the Foreign Ministry providing appropriate advice to the Defence Ministry and other agencies, is a case in point. Where is that capacity, maturity and diplomatic prowess now? Mama kiyanne me ape videsha katayutu amatyaansaya meeta peradit මෙවැනි සිදුවීම් සිදුවෙද්දී ජාත්‍යන්තර නීතියේ මේ සංකල්ප පෙන්වා දීලා ආරක්ෂක අමාත්‍යාංශයට නිර්දේශ ලබා දීලා තියෙනවා. ඒ නිර්දේශ කනපිට හරවමින් මේ පාර මෙවැනි දේවල් කියන්ට ගිහිල්ලා ජාත්‍යන්තර වශයෙන් අපිට තියෙන කීර්ති නාමය අපි පළුදු කරගෙන තියෙනවා කියන එකයි මගේ ස්ථාවරය. එබැවින් මේ පිළිබඳව ඊට වඩා සංවේදී කාරණාවක් මේක මේ පිළිබඳව අපිට තියෙන මේ අපි ජාත්‍යන්තර සරණාගතයන් පිළිබඳ වූ ඒ ප්‍රඥප්තියට අත්සන් නොකලත් අපි බැඳී සිටිනවා මේ කස්ටමර් ඉන්ටර්නැෂනල් ලෝ ඒ කියන්නේ සාම්ප්‍රදායික ජාත්‍යන්තර නීතියට අනුව අපි මෙවැනි අවස්ථාවකදී ඒ සරණයේ පතන ඒ සරණාගතයන්ට අපි ඒ මානුෂීව මානුෂී ආකාරයට සලකලා අපෙන් කළ හැකි උපරිමය කළ යුතුයි කියන එකයි ඒ ස්ථාවරය. කලින් අපේ විදේශ අමාත්‍යාංශය මේ පිළිබඳව ඒ ස්ථාවරය ගත්තා. දැන් ඒ ස්ථාවරය වෙනස් කරගෙන තියෙන එක පිළිබඳව අපි අවධානය යොමු කරන අතර මේ පිළිබඳව මම දීර්ඝ කතාවක් මේ කරන්ට අදහස් කරන්නේ නැහැ. නමුත් මේ පිළිබඳව මගේ කතාව මම ලේඛනගත කරනවා. ඒක පිළිගැනීමෙන් ඉල්ලමින් මම මගේ කතාව සමාප්ත කරනවා. ස්තුතියි.
බොහොම ස්තුතියි.